This update is brought to you by Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe, by McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe in the Bad Axe Shopping Center, and by Bayport State Bank in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Seaboing. Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. This Sunday, May 19th, local viewers will have a reason to smile as a video featuring the Animan family from our community will be showcased on America's Funniest Home Videos on ABC. Josh Animan, a salesman at Thumb Broadcasting, and his wife, Shay, submitted a video of their young son, Eli, hilariously crashing his electric-powered BMW ride-on car in their garage. The video has caught the attention of AFV, and will be featured in a non-contest episode, bringing a moment of joy to households nationwide. It was Eli's first time driving the car, and he's been scared to drive it since. Hopefully, seeing the video on TV will help him overcome his fear. Don't miss the chance to share in the laughter. Tune in this Sunday to see Eli's amusing mishap on America's Funniest Home Videos. As we approach the end of the Bad Axe spring cleanup on May 24th, this weekend marks the final opportunity to join hands and spruce up our beloved community. Armed with a specialized leaf vac truck, the city is poised to whisk away nature's debris from our streets. Remember, only leaves should adorn the curbs for pickup, while tree limbs should be neatly stacked between the sidewalk and curb. As we bid farewell to spring and welcome the blossoming of summer, let's unite as proud residents of Bad Axe, embodying our commitment to cleanliness and community well-being. Together, we can transform our town into a shining beacon of civic responsibility and environmental stewardship, inspiring neighboring communities across the Thumb region. And we'll be back with more news for you on WLEW and WHST after this.
Bayport State Bank Sunshiners Relay Team has partnered with the American Cancer Society to raise funds to find a cure for cancer by hosting a barbecue at our Bad Axe office. Like a lot of other families, my family has also been touched by cancer. Relay for Life helps fund programs that help people in our local community. I hope one day there is a cure for cancer. But until then, we will continue to raise money to eliminate this dreadful disease.
Please join us on Thursday for a hot dog and broad barbecue fundraiser,
held at the Bad Axe office at Bayport State Bank from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
All proceeds of this event will be donated to the American Cancer Society's Relay for Life. We'll have hot dogs, brats, chips, pop, and water. And you can call us at 269-3195, and we'll even deliver within 4 miles of Bad Axe with a minimum $15 order.
Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Seaboing. Member FDIC.
Six men face charges in connection with the theft of more than 400 vehicles worth about $8 million in Michigan. The state attorney general's office said Thursday that the men were part of a criminal organization. They say the vehicles were stolen from dealerships, storage and parking lots, and homes. The men were charged with conducting a criminal enterprise, using a computer to commit a crime, and receiving and concealing stolen vehicles. Police recovered 7 stolen vehicles, auto parts, electronic key fobs, burglary tools, thousands of dollars in cash, and 9 firearms. The Attorney General's office says the ring has operated in more than 40 communities throughout the state. Pro-Palestinian protesters wearing masks pitched tents and placed fake bloody corpses outside the home of a University of Michigan official. Sarah Hubbard is chair of the university's governing board. She says the 6 a.m. demonstration in Okemos involved 30 people Wednesday with a bullhorn and a drum. The protesters left 30 to 45 minutes later when police arrived. There were no arrests. Jordan Acker, another board member, says someone with a face covering left a list of demands at his home at 4:40 a.m., The protesters want the university to drop investments in companies connected to Israel. The school says it has no direct investments. And we will continue after this.
The first time you saw her, your heart went boom. And from that first date, you just couldn't stop thinking about her. I'm Kent McKenzie of McKenzie Jewelers and Bad Eggs. That was a few years ago now, and as for all the time you spent thinking about her, well, you just couldn't stop thinking then, and you still can't. This anniversary supplies her with a diamond from McKenzie Jewelers and Bad Eggs. It tells her that for every minute she's thinking of you, you're thinking of her. Just like years ago, but even better. McKenzie Jewelers, tell her there's no stopping now.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers, located at the north end of Bad Eggs. Go to McKenzieJewelers.com and like us on Facebook.
McKenzie Jewelers and Bad Eggs, honored to have served you, our community, and friends for over 37 years.
The north end of Bad Eggs is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine north end retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
A New Mexico judge plans to rule next week on a grand jury indictment against Alec Baldwin in the fatal shooting on the set of the Western movie Rust. During the virtual hearing Friday, defense attorneys accused prosecutors of unfair maneuvers at grand jury proceedings that diverted attention away from exculpatory evidence and their witnesses. Earlier this year, the grand jury indictment charged Baldwin with involuntary manslaughter in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins at a movie ranch on the outskirts of Santa Fe in October of 2021. Baldwin has pleaded not guilty. A U.S. Navy strike group's flagship aircraft carrier has left its Japanese home port, wrapping up nearly 9 years of deployment in the Indo-Pacific, where it served a key role in the U.S. effort to bolster defense ties with Japan and other partners in the region. The departure of USS Ronald Reagan on Thursday saw family members and friends of the crew waving the vessel off and speeches by officers and the U.S. ambassador. It comes at a time of growing tension in the face of increasingly assertive China in the Indo-Pacific. The carrier will be replaced later this year by the USS George Washington. And we'll be back after this.
Get ready for the best prices of the year on mattresses and adjustable bases at Ashley and Bad Eggs. This weekend is your last chance to get unbelievable prices on top name mattresses in all sizes and all firmness levels. Shop under the big top in the parking lot this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for prices you can't beat. Twins start at just $99, queens available for $199, $299, and $399. King mattresses start at just $499, adjustable bases start at just $599. This sale is limited to inventory on hand, so shop early for best selection. This weekend is a perfect time to replace your mattress in your master bedroom, kids room, guest room, or at the cottage. Same day pickup and go, or fast professional delivery available. Don't miss the best mattress prices and widest selection of the year at Ashley and Bad Eggs this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Hurry in, these deals end when the tent closes at 4 p.m. on Sunday. So who's got the stock? Ashley Home Store has the furniture and mattresses you need, ready for you to take home today. This is Matt Schultz. Let me show you our selection. Ashley Home Store in Bad Eggs, this is home.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Eggs is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
The Israeli military says its troops in Gaza found the bodies of three Israeli hostages killed by Hamas in its October 7th attack, including German-Israeli Shani Lauk. A photo of Lauk's twisted body in the back of a pickup truck ricocheted around the world, bringing to light the scale of the October 7th attack on southern Israel. The military on Friday identified the other two bodies found as those of a 28-year-old woman, Amit Buskila, and a 56-year-old man, Itzhak Gilarenter. Military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said all three were killed by Hamas while fleeing the Nova Music Festival, an outdoor dance party near the Gaza border. The military did not give immediate details on where the bodies were found. We do have an obituary report for you. Laverne E. Shemka of Bloomfield Township, Port Hope, passed away Wednesday, May 15th, at the age of 91. A mass of Christian burial will be held on Monday, May 20th, at 11 a.m. at St. Hubert Parish, St. Joseph Catholic Church in Rapson. Burial will be in the church cemetery. Visitation will be held on Sunday, May 19th, from 1 to 8 p.m. at the Kaufman Funeral Home in Bad Axe or Monday at the church from 10 a.m. until the service time at 11 a.m. A combined Knights of Columbus and the Daughters of Isabella Rosary will be offered on Sunday at 7:30 p.m. at the funeral home. If you wish to offer your condolences to the friends and family of Laverne Shemka, please go to kaufmanfuneralhome.com. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. And once again, this update has been brought to you by Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe, by Mackenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe in the Bad Axe Shopping Center, and by Bayport State Bank in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Seaboing. And for a look at your weather here at the station in Bad Axe, currently it is 59 degrees, wind speeds are from the southeast at 7 miles per hour, and the humidity is at 94%.